It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Crystal Tallarico. She is with Canyon Ice, you know, the cool little shaved ice shacks that show up all over town in the spring and summer months. And coming up on the 16th of April, Helper City, for as long as I can remember, has had an Easter egg hunt. And the Clampers kind of took it over and started running with it the last few years. And this year, the folks at Canyon Ice have decided to add something a little bit extra to their Easter egg hunt. It is an Easter egg hunt for children with mobility challenges. And here, like I said, to talk about all of those things is Crystal Tallarico. Crystal, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you taking out the time to come in.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start talking about this. This is a kind of a different Easter egg hunt.
Uh-huh.
And it really comes, you kind of saw this as a challenge for you, and you're like, you know what, we're going to make this happen. And so why don't you give us a little bit of background into yourself and let us know what kind of spurned this thought for you.
Okay. So I have a child named Canyon, and he has some mobility challenges and kind of needs assistance getting around at times, has been completely immobile, things like that. And so we've decided, you know, when we would take him to Easter egg hunts and stuff, you know, we would try to put him in younger age groups and stuff to kind of give him a better shot at getting, you know, some Easter eggs and whatnot. But it wasn't always successful. And it just came down to that the other kids were faster. They didn't need assistance, things like that. And so, you know, we just kind of saw that as an opportunity and realized we're probably not the only parents that, you know, face this challenge with our child, but also want our child to feel, you know, included in some of these activities. And so we've just decided to change it up and do something a little bit different as far as as an Easter egg hunt goes.
And so what you're calling it is a Easter egg hunt for children with mobility challenges. Now, what kind of challenges are we talking about when it comes to this?
Okay, so this is very specific to children that are in wheelchairs, need assistance getting around, children that cannot walk. It's very specific to mobility. That's kind of what our focus is on here. Just so, you know, it's not going to be necessarily a race, but they'll have a chance to go through at their pace and get Easter eggs and have a fair shot.
And so plenty of opportunities. You said something like you've done over 2,000 eggs. Is that what you're saying?
We have over 2,000. So far I've only filled like 750, but you know, so far we don't have very many kids that have signed up. And so I do have a lot of eggs and I would love to fill them up if we have the need. But yeah, we've done about 750 that we filled. So I would love for more kids to, you know, join in and come to this.
And for parents to see this is just a great opportunity. And you said something about signing up and registering. What do they need to do to register?
Yes. So they need to contact me directly in order to sign up and register. And, you know, it's not any kind of a formal form or anything like that. It's just basically I get some basic information, you know, who is your child, you know, what are their needs, so that we can kind of accommodate them specifically. You know, if they're in a wheelchair, you know, we want to be able to maybe put some eggs up a little higher so they're able to get them themselves rather than having somebody have to pick them up for them or whatnot. So that's kind of what we're doing. So they can message me on Facebook. They can call my cell phone, text my cell phone, whatever. I'm hoping to have all of the registration, anybody that wants to join this by the 14th, just so it gives me a little bit of time to be able to know how many eggs I need. I'd also like to get, you know, some specific prizes and stuff like that, specifically for the children and stuff like that. And so it gives me a little time to get that together as well.
Okay. So once again, this is going to be the same time as the regular Easter egg hunt up there at the park in Helper. You can call it the park by the American Legion ball field. You can call it the park by the pool. I've just always called it the main park in Helper, and where the Easter egg hunt is always at. Head on up there. And once again, same time as everyone else. It's going to be April 16th at 9 o'clock in the morning. And you've got a lot of other great things that are going to be. You said the Easter Bunny's even going to be there that
day. Yes. Yep. The Easter Bunny will be there. We'll have our own designated area that will be specific to this for those kids. And, you know, there will be a lot of people around that can direct you to exactly where we're at. And so, yeah, we're just grateful for this opportunity for Helper City and the Clampers allowing us to kind of join forces with them to be able to do this for these kids.
And once again, nothing like this goes off with, you know, without the help of others. And you said that the Clampers even reached out and says, you know what, if you would like to come in, and this goes for anybody.
Sure.
If you would like to come and even help volunteer hiding eggs or color eggs, they've got all that available to them if people want to go and help.
Yep. So they're asking, you know, anybody who wants to volunteer to help hide eggs. They'll be doing that at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 16th. Anybody who wants to color eggs, I mean, bring the family, come and have a great time. Color eggs, that's Friday the 15th, and that would be at the Clamper Hall, which is right there on Main Street in Helper, and it's 262 South Main in Helper.
And of course, if you are willing to help, if you've got donations of any kind, you can get a hold of either yourself or Harry at the Clampers, and you've got those numbers there, don't you?
Yes, I do. So I have, so my number is, so again, I'm Crystal. My number is 650-1674, and Harry's cell phone is 630-0476. And so if you'd, you know, if you'd be willing to help, whether it be volunteer or donation, please get a hold of one of us, and we would gladly take that help.
And once again, if they would like to have their child registered for the hunt for children with mobility challenges, they call you directly,
yes,
correct?
Yes, me directly, yep.
And that was, phone number was?
Was 650-1674.
All right. So once again, this is going to be a lot of fun for everybody. Okay. It's April 16th at the Helper Park. It's the annual Easter egg hunt with something a little bit special this year. The Canyon Ice is sponsoring an Easter egg hunt for children with mobility challenges. If you have any questions, you can call down to the Clamper Hall. Check out the numbers that we'll put, and just give them a call. And help where you can. This is a great event, and I'm glad that it's taken off the way that it has. Crystal, once again, thank you so much for taking out the time and for coming up with this idea. This is a great idea to try and get everybody involved.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.